Basically because it is the touchstone of the ministry of our Lord. This is the text that he read when he walked into the temple and picked up the same book of the prophet in exile and talked about what he was going to do, and then he moved out onto the dusty streets and loads of his time and committed his entire person to that ministry. So we ask you to first of all pray with us following this particular section. Then there is the yellow sheet in front of you, and then someone else will become the leader for this part of the worship. This part of the worship takes place in between the last statement and caps on the reverse side of your litany sheet, between the last statement that's in caps and the piece. This part of the worship will be inserted. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The average income of the African is $85, and of the Asian, $105. The American Indian has gained freedom to practice his religion only in the past 50 years. The pygmy never surrounds his opponents, since that makes his opponents fight to the death. Lord, 15,000 people die of hunger every day. The man who invented the blood bank and pioneered in the science of transfusions bled to death because he was black, and a nearby hospital had segregated facilities. The ADC mother must raise her fatherless children on too little monies and yet be suspected of cheating society. In other centuries, the mad were not separated from society. The prostitute is arrested, her customer is not. Our refrigerators bulge with cheap food because of migrant and stoop labor. The old in their days in strange mortuaries called rest homes. The youth are given heavy sentences for, quote, drug abuse, while the old refuse laws for murderous drunken driving. The right to self-protection is denied to black people while we insist on bombing our enemies to the conference table. Lord, the poor are sold for a pair of shoes. Lord, teach us what it means. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. We confess that our lives have not always been worthy of our high calling. We have often been used as agents of Western Christianity rather than servants of people. We have prided ourselves in personal goodwill while allowing public practices to go unchallenged. We continue to place image above conscience and security above commitment. Let us pray for deliverance. We now pray for deliverance from the comfort of closed minds and the luxury of private righteousness. Let us celebrate the good news. Hear us, Lord, as we rejoice in our identity and proclaim the good news, a gospel relevant to the needs of people.
Please join in at the very last refrain we sing.